今天我要跟弟兄姊妹交通的是整本圣经最后的两章。
Today I would like to share with you the last two chapters of the Bible.
就是启示录的二十一章跟二十二章。
Which is Revelation chapter 21 and 22.
这两章非常的重要。
These two chapters are very important.
这两章讲到神对我们的最后的启示。
These chapters speak of our final revelation from God.
讲到神永远的旨意。
It speaks of God's eternal purpose.
人会失败，但是神永远不会失败。
Man may fail, but God will never fail.
神在永世之前所定的旨意，最后一定要成就。
The purpose that God created before the eternal will be fulfilled.
那这神永远的旨意到底是什么？
So what is God's eternal purpose?
就是圣城新耶路撒冷。
It is the new city, the holy city, New Jerusalem.
也就是二十一章第二节所讲的，他说我看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降。
It is spoken of in Revelation 21:2. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
所以神永远的旨意，神怎么样来告诉我们呢？
So how does God tell us of His eternal purpose?
他就用圣城新耶路撒冷来代表。
He uses the holy city, New Jerusalem, to represent this purpose.
所以今天我们要借着这个圣城新耶路撒冷来看神永远的旨意。
So we must use this holy city in New Jerusalem to see the eternal purpose of God.
那什么是圣城新耶路撒冷呢？
So what is the holy city in New Jerusalem?
你看第三节，他就讲到神的帐幕在人间。
In verse 3, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
对，第三节告诉我们，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
所以圣城新耶路撒冷不仅是一个城。
So the holy city in New Jerusalem is not only a city.
它是神的帐幕在人间。
It is that God will dwell with them.
对。我们晓得，当神造人的时候，他把人放在伊甸园。
We understand that when God created man, he put them in the Garden of Eden.
神可以来与人说话。
God could come and speak to them.
神可以来拜访，来 visit 他们。
God can come visit them.
但是神并不满足这个外面的这种关系。
But God is not satisfied with only an outward relationship.
神盼望与人有更亲密的关系。
God wants a closer relationship.
这就是为什么他在伊甸园里面放了一个生命树。
And this is why he placed a tree of life within the Garden of Eden.
他盼望人能够吃这生命树上的果子。
God wished that we would eat of its fruit.
我们就有他的生命。
So that we would have his life.
他能够住在我们里面。
So that he can dwell within us.
我们也能够住在他里面。
And that we can dwell within him.
这是一个更亲密的关系。
This is a closer relationship.
但是很可惜，人犯罪，人失败。
But unfortunately, man sinned and we failed.
所以神的旨意被单延了，被 delay 了。
So God's purpose was delayed.
神的旨意会被单延，但是神的旨意必然成就。
God's purpose may be delayed, but it will be fulfilled.
所以神开始做恢复的工作。
So God,
开始做 restore 的。
Started to, restore.
对。
His work.
所以神一直做工到今天。
So he works until today.
你知道主耶稣在约翰福音五章十七节讲了一句话。
In John chapter 5 verse 17, Jesus says one thing.
我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
My father has been working until now, and I have been working.
所以神一直在做这样的工作。
So God continues to work.
你记得在旧约的时候，神把以色列人带出了埃及。
In the Old Testament, God brought the people out of Egypt.
带到西乃山。
And he brought them to Mount Sinai.
给他们律法。
And he gave them law.
但是更重要的呢，他叫他们要做一个会幕。
But most importantly, he instructed them to create, to build a tabernacle.
因为神要住在他们的当中。
Because God wants to dwell within them.
让神的会幕在新约是指的什么呢？
What is the tabernacle in the New Testament?
那是指着我们主自己。
It is God himself.
Lord himself.
The Lord himself.
对，你记得约翰福音第一章十四节那个一句话。
In John chapter 1, verse 14, it tells us this.
他说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，丰丰满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父怀里独生子的荣光。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
在原文他是说道成了肉身支搭帐篷在我们的中间。
In the original text, it says, the word became flesh and tabernacled among us.
所以我们的主呢他自己就像那个帐篷。
So our Lord is like this
tabernacle. 神住在他里面。
God lives within him.
所以他就是那个帐篷。
So he is that tabernacle.
但当我们主在十字架上他完成了救赎。
But once he was crucified on the cross and brought us up our salvation.
他复活升天而且降下圣灵。
He rose from the dead, he rose from the dead, was brought up to the heavens and sent down the spirit.
而我们所有信他的人呢圣灵就住在我们里面。
So all those who believe have the spirit within us.
现在我们你我我们教会就成了他的身体。
So now we and the church have become his body.
我们成了神的帐幕。
We have become his tabernacle.
所以以弗所书第一章二十三节告诉我们。
So Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23 tells us.
教会就是他的身体，是那充满万有者的充满。
The church which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
所以这个就是神永远的旨意。
So this is God's eternal purpose.
神要与人同住，神要住在我们当中。
He wants to dwell within us and he wants to live among us.
我们要住在他里面。
And we must also dwell within him.
这是神永远的旨意。
This is God's eternal purpose.
这是圣城新耶路撒冷。
This is the holy city in New Jerusalem.
这是神的帐幕在人间。
This is his
tabernacle
among us.
对，但是不仅如此。
Not only that.
在二十一章第九节，他就讲到，他这个圣城新耶路撒冷呢，也是羔羊的妻子。
In Revelation chapter 21 verse 9. The tabernacle is also referred to as the Lamb's wife.
你有没有想到有人会把自己的妻子形容成一座城？
Oh. Can you imagine someone describing their wife as a city?
为什么这里的城又变成了一个羔羊的妻子呢？
Why is the city referred to as the Lamb's wife?
那很多时候我们想到一个城，我们的重点强调的来是物质的城。
Oftentimes, when we think of a city, we think of its physical property.
你知道，当我们想到耶路撒冷的时候，我们首先是想到的是什么呢？就是托，就讲到它这里有碧玉的墙。
When we think of the New Jerusalem, we think of its jasper walls.
然后我们想到有珍珠的门。
And we think of its pearly gates.
我们也想到什么黄金的街道。
And we think of its gold street.
我们看到有一条河。
And we see a river.
我们也看到一条树，一根树。
And we see a tree.
那这是物质的城。
But this is a physical city.
但在这里呢，所讲到的不是强调在物质方面的。
Here, the emphasis is not on its physical things.
它强调的乃是属灵的实际。
but it's spiritual reality.
因为所有看得见的都是暂时的，看不见的才是永远的。
For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
这是哥林多后书四章十八节告诉我们的。
This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18.
所以你看见了、哦、如果我们所注重的乃是一个物质的城是一个看见的看得见的城的话呢那只是暂时的。
So if we focus on a physical city, that is temporary.
对只有那看不见的那个属灵的实际才是永远的。
Only those that are not seen in the spiritual reality, those things are forever.
那这里面所讲到的属灵的实际是什么呢
?So what is the spiritual reality that is spoken of here?
乃是讲到我们与神的联合。
It is our connection with God.
对，也讲到一个 union.
It speaks of a union.
你记得在创世纪第二章十八节那边提到一句话。
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
当神造了亚当以后呢，神说这人独居不好，我要给他造个配偶。
After God created Adam, he said, "It is not good that man should be alone." I made him the helper.
所以他后来从亚当的身上取了一个东西，就做了夏娃。
So he took something from Adam and created Eve.
然后在二十四节他说，从此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
In Genesis chapter 2:24, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
所以你看见圣经上一开始第二章就提到了一个婚姻，一个 marriage。
So you see in Genesis chapter 2, it starts to mention marriage.
然后整本圣经最后第二章21章又提到另外一个婚姻一个 marriage.
And the second to the last chapter in the Bible also mentions a marriage.
羔羊的妻。
It is the lamb's wife.
所以这里所强调的乃是联合。
So the emphasis here is union.
对。所以你看见神永远的旨意是什么呢？就是人要与神联合。
So God's eternal purpose is the union with man.
对，人在基督里与神联合。
That man within Christ becomes united with God.
对，所以你看见这是神永远的旨意。
So this is God's eternal purpose.
可是当你看见这个圣城新耶路撒冷的时候，你的第一个印象是什么？
But when you see this holy city, New Jerusalem, what is your first impression?
你发觉这个城呢，非常的雄伟。
You see that this city is very majestic.
你看见它长、宽、高都是一样的。
You see that its length, width, and height are the same.
换句话，它是一个立方体。
In other words, it is a cube.
而且呢，它每一边的长哦，有。四千里，在原文是一万两千个 stadium。它的长宽高。
The length, width, and height are 12,000 stadia.
对，这大概多少？等于1500英里这么长。
It is roughly 1,500 miles.
大概从圣地亚哥一直到温哥华。
What the distance between San Diego and Vancouver?
为什么我们第一个印象是城要那么大？而且这么长呢
？Why is the impression of the city that it is so long and so wide and so tall？
你知道很少看见一个房子一个建筑物是立方体的。
We rarely see a building that is just a cube。
为什么圣城新耶路撒冷是一个立方体
？Why is the holy city New Jerusalem a cube？
你在旧约发觉有一个地方是这个样子。
In the Old Testament, we discover that there is another place like this。
就是至圣所。
It is the Holy of Holies.
你发觉至圣所是一个立方体。
The Holy of Holies is a cube.
长宽高都一样。
The length, width, and height are the same.
所以这里所强调呢，整个城就成了一个至圣所。
So this entire city becomes the Holy of Holies.
在至圣所里，你可以与神面对面。
Within the Holy of Holies, you can come face to face with God.
你可以亲近神。
You can
Draw near
to him.
你可以在这个地方得到启示。
You can receive his revelation.
你可以在这里得到恩典。
You can receive his blessing.
你可以在这里敬拜他。
And you can praise him here.
你可以在这里赞美他 worship.
And you can worship him here.
所以神永远的旨意是让我们与他这样子亲近面对面。
So God's eternal purpose is so that we can come face to face with him.
我们可以亲近他。
So that we can draw near to him.
他要给我们恩典。
So that he can give us blessings.
他把他自己启示给我们。
And he can give himself as a revelation.
我们可以敬拜，可以赞美他。
And we can praise and worship him.
那为什么他要这么长、这么宽、这么高呢？
So why such a vast length, width, and height?
因为这讲到神的爱。
Because this speaks of God's love.
你记得在以弗所书第三章十八、十九节那里说的话。
Do you remember in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19?
他说要与众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。并且这爱是过于人所能测度，并叫神所充满的，这一切所充满的，充满了你们。
May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
没有一个人单独可以认识神的爱。
No one can individually know God's love.
这爱是超过我们所能够想象的。
This surpasses our knowledge.
所以我们要与众圣徒一同来明白，这爱是何等的长阔高深。
So we must comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, and depth and height.
所以耶路撒冷这么大的原因，说到了神的爱。
So the New Jerusalem, the vastness of it speaks of God's love.
然后你看见这个城充满了神的荣耀。
And we see that the city is filled with God's glory.
你看十一节，他这边讲了城中有神的荣耀。
In verse 11, it speaks of the glory of God.
然后讲到他的光辉呢，像碧玉。
And her light was like a jasper stone.
然后你如果继续读下去，你发觉他的墙也像碧玉。
And if we read further, we see the walls are like jasper.
你发觉它十二个根基，第二根基就是碧玉。
And the 12 foundations of the city, the first one is jasper.
那什么是碧玉？
So what is jasper?
在第四章第三节讲到，我们的神坐在宝座上啊，形状就像碧玉。
In Revelation chapter 4, verse 3, he who sat there was like a jasper.
所以碧玉是说到了神。
So jasper represents God.
没有人看见过神。
No one has seen God.
但是坐在宝座上的形状有点像什么？像碧玉。
But the one that sits on the throne is like jasper.
所以碧玉代表神的自己。
So jasper represents God himself.
代表神的同在。
It represents God's presence.
代表神的荣耀。
And it represents God's glory.
然后它的墙都是透明的。
And the walls are transparent.
所以你看见了整个城就放出了光芒，像神的荣耀一样。
So the entire city shines with God's glory.
然后整个城下面呢有十二个根基。
And there are 12 foundations beneath the city.
弟兄姊妹想想看，这像什么？
Brothers and sisters, what does this look like to you?
你从远处看这像什么？
From far away, what does this look like to you?
像个大的灯台。
It is like a large lampstand.
你记得在圣所的时候，里面就有灯台。
Within
tabernacle.
The tabernacle, there are many lampstands.
然后你读启示录第一章的时候，你看见有七个金灯台。
When you read Revelation chapter 1, you know that there are 7 gold lampstands.
那这是指的教会说的。
This represents the church.
所以教会是个灯台。
So the church is a lampstand.
要见证神的荣耀。
To testify God's glory.
所以你看，神永远的旨意呢，整个圣城新耶路撒冷就成了一个大的灯台。
So God's eternal purpose is for the new city, the holy city New Jerusalem to become a large lampstand.
那这个灯台呢，充满了神的荣耀。
And this lampstand is filled with God's glory.
那这讲到什么呢？讲到荣耀的教会。
So what does this speak of? It speaks of the glorious church.
所以你看见在以弗所书第五章二十六、二十七节那边特别讲到。
In Ephesians 5, verses 26 and 27.
他说要用水借着道 把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
今天我们看自己，我们看教会，你看见什么？
Today, when we look at ourselves and we look at the church, what do you see?
玷污、皱纹、瑕疵。
We see spots, wrinkles, and blemishes.
但是呢，神永远的旨意，他要得到一个荣耀的教会。
But God's eternal purpose, He wants a glorious church.
毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
神永远的旨意就一定要得着的。
God's eternal purpose will be fulfilled.
得着这个。荣耀的教会。
And he will have his glorious church.
所以我们不要光看自己的软弱。
So we must not look at our own weaknesses.
我们要看到神的旨意。
We must see God's eternal purpose.
然后你看见这个墙非常的高大。
We see that this wall is high and great.
墙说到什么？
What does the wall speak of?
如果你读到以赛亚书二十六章第一节。
If you read Isaiah chapter 26 verse 1,
神乃是以救恩做城墙。
God will appoint salvation for his walls.
所以这么高大的城墙说出了神的救恩。
So this great and high wall represents God's salvation.
而且这个救恩呢，这个城墙呢，是说到了分别跟保护。
And this wall represents protection and separation.
你记得当神造了人以后，把它放在伊甸园里面。
We remember that when God created man, He put them in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园是代表一个非常快乐的地方。
Eden represents a very happy place.
所以神把人摆在一个非常快乐的地方。
So He put man in a very happy place.
虽然快乐呢，但是没有墙。
Although there was happiness, there was no wall.
所以你看，仇敌后来就进来了。
So the enemy came in.
但现在呢，这是一个高大的墙。
But now there is a great and high wall.
然后呢，就有了分别，有了保护。
And there is separation and protection.
当然，这里所强调的不是一个物质的墙。
But here the emphasis is not on a physical wall.
这里强调的是神的生命。
It speaks of God's life.
你知道，我们的生命越深。你看，我们就越能够分别，越能够受到保护。
The deeper our lives are, the more we are able to separate and to protect ourselves.
那这边也提到，它的门上哦写着以色列十二个支派的名字。
And we also see that there are 12 gates with
Israel.
12 tribes of Israel written on them.
对，然后十个根基呢是写着羔羊十二个使徒的名字。
And the 12 foundations have the names of the 12 apostles on them.
所以你看见这里包括什么呢？包括所有旧约、新约的圣徒都在里面。
So we see that all the saints of the New and Old Testament are included together.
在基督里面都成为一了。
And within Christ, they become one.
对。然后你看见这个十二个根基哦，就十二个宝石做的。
And we see that the 12 foundations have 12 precious stones.
每一个宝石啊，都有它特别的颜色。
Every precious stone has its own specific color.
所以你看的时候，你就看到什么？十二道不同颜色的光所造成的彩虹。
So what we see is the 12 colors of light becoming a rainbow.
对。那今天我们看见彩虹是七个颜色。
Today our rainbow is only 7 colors.
这七个人都非常漂亮。
And these seven colors are very beautiful.
七在圣经里面是一个完全的数字。
Seven is a whole number in the Bible.
是指着今生这个时代完全的数字。
It represents a whole number in our generation.
但是呢，十二也是一个完全的数字。
But 12 is also a whole number.
就代表了永世的完全。
It represents a whole number in the eternal.
对， 所以将来的红的彩色是十二个颜色这么漂亮的红。
So the rainbow in the eternal has 12 beautiful colors.
对，红说到了什么？说到了神的信实。
A rainbow represents God's faithfulness.
讲到神的怜悯。
And it speaks of God's mercy.
所以你在神永远的旨意里面看见了什么呢？看见神的信实，神的怜悯在哪里？
So in God's eternal purpose, we see where His faithfulness and mercy is.
然后这个城呢，它是要量过的，它要去量过的。
And the city must be measured.
它是用什么量呢？它是用经纬值来量。
And it is measured by a gold reed.
它不但量城，它也量它的门。
Not only is the city measured, the gates are also measured.
还有它的墙也要量。
And the walls are also measured.
所以每一件事情都要量过的。
So everything must be measured.
为什么要量？
Why must it be measured?
因为一定要有一个标准。
Because we must have a standard.
这个标准呢，是以神自己做标准。
And the standard is God himself.
这就是为什么是金为之，那个金的原因。
This is why it is a gold reed.
因为金说到了神的性情，讲到神的自己。
Because gold represents God's character and himself.
所以只有经过神自己这个标准，合乎这个标准呢，才能够在这个圣城里面。
So only those that meet God's standard can be within the city.
所有不能符合这个标准的都要被除去。
So those that cannot meet God's standard must be turned away.
这就是为什么用经纬值来量。
This is why it must be measured with a gold reed.
因为当我们主耶稣在被钉十字架的时候，
Because when our Jesus Christ died on the cross for us,
人是用那个纬值来羞辱他，
They humiliated him with a reed.
所以纬值是说到了十字架。
So the reed represents the cross.
所有不符合神标准的十字架要把它除去。
Those that do not meet up with God's standard will be taken care of by the cross.
对，所有的草木和秸都要被除去。
So wood, hay, and straw will be taken away.
金银宝石才能留下来。
Only gold, silver, and precious stones will remain.
所以出于神的。出于基督的，出于圣灵的，才能留下来。
So only those out of God in Christ,
Holy Spirit,
and the Holy Spirit can remain.
所以出于人的天然，人的肉体都要被除去。
So anything out of our natural man and out of our flesh will be taken away.
所以你看，我们何等需要十字架的工作。
So we must have the work of the cross.
然后你看见整个城它没有殿。
And we see that within the city there is no temple.
那在旧约的时候，这个殿非常的重要。
In the Old Testament, the temple is very important.
殿是他们的中心啊。
The temple is the center.
每个人都需要这个殿的。
Everyone needs this temple.
但在这里呢，没有殿。
But here there is no temple.
因为整个城就成了神的殿。
Because the entire city becomes God's temple.
人与神是联合的这么的完全。
Man can be completely united with God.
可是虽然没有殿，你却看见了有宝座。
Well, although there is no temple, there is a throne.
神和羔羊的宝座。
It is the throne of God and the Lamb.
所以虽然是这么紧密的联合，但是神仍然掌权。
So although we have such a close union with God, God still reigns.
对，而且呢，我们将来要与他一同掌权。
And we will also reign with him.
但是我们的掌权乃是按着他的旨意来掌权。
But we reign according to God's will.
虽然这么的紧密的联合，仍然有分别的。
So even though there is a close union, there is still separation.
对，然后当你看到宝座的时候，你想到什么？
So when we see the throne, what do we think of?
这就让我们想起来，在诗篇八十九篇十四节。
It reminds us of Psalm 89 verse 14.
它是以公义和公平做宝座的根基，慈爱诚实行在他面前。
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face.
所以你看见在这个圣城里面有这个宝座，看到神的永远的旨意。
So we see within the city there's a throne that is part of God's eternal purpose.
你看见了神的公义和公平。
We see God's righteousness and justice.
你看见神的慈爱和诚实。
And we see His mercy and truth.
这里有十二道门。
Here there are 12 gates.
但是只有一条街道。
But only one street.
因为这里的街道是单数的。
Because the street here is singular.
你能不能想象，十二个门只有一条街道？
Can you imagine 12 gates with only one street?
所以有人在想，到底怎么样才能够一条街道能够经过十二个门？
So many people wonder how one street can reach 12 gates.
但是我们在这里强调的不是物质的街道。
But here we are not talking about a physical street.
我们提到的是那属灵的实际。
We speak of a spiritual reality.
街道是说到了交通。
Streets represent fellowship.
所以在这里呢，只有一个交通。
So here there's only one fellowship.
一个透明的交通。
A transparent fellowship.
一个敞开的交通。
An open fellowship.
这个交通这条路呢只通到一个地方。
And this fellowship leads only to one place.
把我们带到基督的面前。
It brings us to Christ.
今天教会有许多不同的交通。
Today there are different fellowships within our church.
有的时候这些交通不知道把我们引到哪去了。
Many times this fellowship we don't know where it leads us.
非常 confused.
It is very confusing.
常常引我们到死路。
Sometimes it takes us to a dead end.
我们没有路。
And we have no way.
但将来呢，所有的交通都把我们带到基督的面前。
But in the future, this one fellowship will all take us to Christ.
所以只有一个街道。
So there is only one street.
然后这里也讲了，只有一道河，就是生命水的河。
And here it speaks of only one river.
而且呢，在河的这边和那边都有生命树。
And on either side there is a tree of life.
但是只有一个树。
But there is only one tree.
所以很特别的，一个树，但它又能在河的这边，又能在河那边。
So there is only one tree that can be on either side of this river water or life.
然后呢，它结十二样果子，每月都结果子。
And it produces 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month.
所以所有的果子都讲到这个生命的果子。
So this speaks of a fruit of life.
对，讲到这圣灵的果子。
And a fruit of spirit.
对，然后它的叶子可以医治万民。
And the leaves can heal the nations.
所以你看见整个城给你所看到的不仅仅是生命而已。
So,Within the city, not only do we see life,
而是更丰盛的生命
but we see abundant life,
能够满足所有人的需要
which can satisfy all of our needs.
所以弟兄们，这就是神永远的旨意
So brothers and sisters, this is God's eternal purpose.
而且神一定要成就
And this purpose will be fulfilled.
今天你看见神的旨意好像被单延了 被 delay.
Today, we see that God's purpose is delayed.
但是呢，有一天，他一定要成功的。
But one day it will be fulfilled.
他说到了神的旨意乃是住在我们当中。
It says that his purpose is to dwell among us.
他说到了他与我们的联合。
And it says,
union with us.
That he wants to be united with us.
对，说到了这个荣耀的教会。
And it speaks of this glorious church.
说到了神的爱，过于我们所能测度。
And it speaks of a love that surpasses our knowledge.
说到了，叫他的信实，他的怜悯。
And it speaks of his faithfulness
and mercy.
And mercy.
说到了他的公义跟公平。
It speaks of his righteousness and justice.
说到了他的慈爱跟诚实
and it speaks of his mercy and truth.
说到了一个敞开的交通
it speaks of an open fellowship.
说到了那个更丰盛的生命。
And it speaks of an abundant life.
所以在二十一章第五节，有话对约翰说：“你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。”
In Revelation chapter 21, verse 5, he tells John, "Write, for these words are true and faithful."
所以说出了这件事情，神一定要成就。
So it says that this purpose will be fulfilled.
那我们如果看见了这个，我们应当怎么行？
So how must we follow if we see this?
我们要学习像亚伯拉罕一样。
We must be like Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是信心之父。Father of faith.
He is the father of faith.
所以在希伯来书十一章，那你告诉我们。
So in Hebrews chapter 11, it tells us.
十一章第九节第十节。
In verse 9 and 10.
他讲了亚伯拉罕因着信。就在说应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
你看这里讲到那就有根基的城。
This speaks of the city which has foundations.
这是不是我们刚才所读的那个新耶路撒冷？
So isn't this the city that we had just read about?
这是神所经营所建造的。
This is,
就是下面、
第四节。Whose builder and maker is God.
你看，今天如果是我们来建造，你看我们都会失败的。
If today we were told to build the city, we would fail.
但是你看，这里所讲的呢，乃是神所经营、所建造。
But this city is built and made by God.
所以一定要成就的。
So it will be fulfilled.
所以我们就应当像亚伯拉罕一样。
So we must be like Abraham.
我们要因着信，在地上做客旅的生活。
So by faith we must be sojourners in this land.
让我们。等候那座有根基的城。
So that we can wait for the city which has foundations.
然后你看十六节，希伯来书十一章十六节。
And we see in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16.
他讲到有一般人，他们是羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
But now they desire a better that is a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
神给这些人呢预备了一座城，就是圣城新耶路撒冷。
God has prepared a city for them, which is the holy city in Jerusalem.
最后启示录二十二章第二十节给我们看见。
Finally, Revelation 22 verse 20 shows us.
证明这事的说是了，我必快来。
He who testifies to these things say, surely I am coming quickly.
这是我们主说的话。
This is the words that are spoken by God.
他说我必快来。
He says, surely I am coming quickly.
你记得他不是说我必要来。
Remember, he is not saying that he is coming.
他一定要来的。
He will come.
但这里说呢，我必快来。
But he says here that he is coming quickly.
如果你看最近世界各样的局势，你知道他快要来了。
If we look at our current events, we can see that he will come quickly.
愿我们有一个祷告。
Let us have this prayer.
就是后面讲的，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
好，我们低头一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，你给我们所预备的。还是这座有根基的城，是你自己所经营所建造的。主，我们感谢你，愿我们真是存着信心，能够在地上做过一客旅的生活。主，让我们真是心乃是向着你。主，让我们真是愿意一生来为你这位替我们死而复活的主来活，不再为自己活。让我们愿意来舍己，背起自己十字架来跟随你。主，愿你在我们身上。能够做炼净的工作，好让一切 出于我们自己天然肉体的草木和秸都被除去，那我们所留下的乃是出于神的，出于基督的，出于圣灵的。主，愿我们真是今天就活着一个在天上的生活。主啊，我们的心向着你，主，愿你快来祝福今天所有在座的弟兄姊妹，让我们的心都归给你，让你的恩典临到我们，让你的旨意早日成就。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。